Morning Edition on WVIK is supported by Mercy One Genesis.
Good morning from the WVIK newsroom in the Quad Cities. I'm Joseph Leahy. Iowa Democrat Christina Bohannon is calling for a recount in her tight congressional race against incumbent Marionette Miller Meeks. According to the Secretary of State's office, the Republican currently leads Bohannon by 802 votes out of more than 400,000 votes cast in the general election. The Associated Press has still not called the race for Iowa's 1st District, which includes most of southeast Iowa and a big chunk of the Quad Cities region. Bohannon's campaign says they're requesting the recount in all 20 counties due to a, quote, razor-thin margin. Illinois U.S. Senator Dick Durbin, who chairs the Judiciary Committee, is calling for the release of a House ethics report on President-elect Donald Trump's pick for Attorney General. WVIK's Brady Johnson has more.
The Illinois senator says the House Ethics Committee, which has been investigating Florida Representative Matt Gaetz since 2021, should preserve their report and share it with the Senate Judiciary Committee. In a news release sent on Thursday, Senator Durbin says, quote, "The sequence and timing of Mr. Gaetz's resignation from the House raises serious questions about the contents of the House Ethics Committee report. Make no mistake, this information could be relevant to the question of Mr. Gaetz's confirmation as the next Attorney General of the United States." End quote. According to reporting from Punch Bowl News, the representative resigned 2 days before the Ethics Committee was set to release what some called a highly damaging report of Gaetz on Friday today. Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley is also on the committee. He was asked about the report. Senator Grassley says, quote, "I suppose I'll have to look at it. That's all I can say at this point because I don't know much about Matt Gaetz." End quote. Grassley will become the chair of the Judiciary Committee once the 119th Congress convenes next year. With WVIK News, I'm Brady Johnson.
Dry weather last month has made its mark on the U.S. Drought Monitor's latest drought map that posted on Thursday. Meteorologist Richard Tinker says moderate drought conditions are widespread across the upper Mississippi River Valley, but likely to subside by Thanksgiving.
In the shorter term, it does look like the precipitation is a little bit on the uptick. We've seen a little more precipitation in the area the last couple of weeks than we've seen during October, certainly, which was, of course, very dry, or even, for a period before that. But odds are looking like above normal precipitation looks more likely than not for the next couple of weeks.
The U.S. Drought Monitor reports total areas of drought declined last week from about 60 to 55% across the 9-state Midwest region. The families of 4 people who died of COVID-19 in 2020 after working at the Tyson Meat Packing Plant in Waterloo are asking the Iowa Supreme Court to let their lawsuits against company leaders continue. Iowa Public Radio's Katerina Sostarek has more on oral arguments heard Thursday.
The workers' families are asking the Iowa Supreme Court to overturn a lower court's decision that dismissed their claims as a workers' compensation issue. Attorney G. Brian Ulmer III says Tyson executives and supervisors committed fraud and gross negligence that caused the 4 employees to die of COVID. He says Tyson leaders told employees the virus wasn't spreading at the plant and told workers with COVID symptoms to keep coming to work.
All the while, supervisors were placing bets on how many positive COVID-19 cases would result from the outbreak. The end result was the largest workplace outbreak of COVID-19 in the entire country.
Lawyers for Tyson leaders say the claims should be in the workers' compensation system and that the plaintiffs' allegations don't fit the definition of fraud. The Iowa Supreme Court has until the end of June to issue a decision. I'm Katerina Sostarek, IPR News.
And I'm Joseph Leahy, WVIK News.